Ukraine security issue.
On July 6th, the 133rd day of Russia's full-scale war against Ukraine, the Russian occupiers haven't managed to seize the Luhansk region completely. Fierce fighting is still going on in the Luhansk region's two towns. The Russian invaders constantly continue to shell Ukrainian cities and villages. The Russians are trying to go on the offensive on the Donetsk region with all possible military equipment. Although the enemy suffers heavy losses in military combats, the occupiers still have human reserves for reinforcement. According to Serhii Haidai, head of the Luhansk Region Military Administration, Russian military equipment is outdated, but there is a lot of it. It means that the Kremlin is taking out old strategic reserves. We're not even talking about T-64 tanks, but about the older model T-62, says Serhii Haidai. The Russian offensive on Slovensk in the Donetsk region may become the next key battle for Donbas. According to British intelligence, the Russian occupation forces are currently located about 16 kilometers north of Slovensk. On Tuesday, the city and other towns and villages in the Donetsk region were under massive enemy shelling. Russian soldiers targeted residential areas. Tatyana Ignatchenko, a spokeswoman for the Donetsk Region Military Administration, reported about 5 locals killed and more than 20 wounded. Because of the Russian shelling, there are also dead and wounded people in other regions of Ukraine. The occupiers again shelled the Kharkiv, Dnipropetrovsk, Khmelnytsky, Mykolaiv and Kherson regions. At the same time, the Russian invaders continue to attack Ukraine's border cities and villages. Residents of the village Harabovske in the Sumy region are under constant fire. Their village is located near the Belgorod region of Russia. Recently, the Russians shelled a water tower from their territory, and now part of the village is left without water. Residents of the village, Volodymyr and Lydia, told Radio Ukraine International that also they don't have electricity. Due to constant anxiety, Lydia hasn't been sleeping for the third day in a row. We were in the house when we heard the shelling, so we decided to hide in the basement. But where to hide from such a thing? We're sitting on a powder keg here. We're thinking of leaving the village. My husband had a stroke in the past, so I was afraid for his life yesterday. We have to go somewhere. We have no electricity, no water, nothing. How is life at the front line? It's hard to live here. When shelling starts, we hide in basements because we live in the village 200 meters away from the Russian border. When the shelling is over, we go out again. We have farm property here, so we don't know where to go. According to Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Maler, Russia is purposely destroying Ukrainian cities to use Ukraine as a springboard for attacks on other states. The Russian appetites are much bigger than just seizing Ukraine, so it is undeniable that we are also defending the European borders today. And one of the reasons why the occupiers are shelling Ukrainian cities with such brutality is that they literally do not know how to fight in any other way, says Hanna Maler. The deputy defense minister recalled Russia's wars in Chechnya and Syria, where the Russians just as ruthlessly destroyed everything with their artillery and aircraft. This testifies to both the special cynicism of the Russian army and its combat capability. According to her, Russian soldiers are very afraid of street fights and direct clashes because they mostly lose. Moreover, the Ukrainian defenders are effectively destroying the enemy's ammunition depots in the deep rear, and this slows down the enemy's actions on the battlefield. The Ukrainian strike aircraft continues to attack the enemy in several strategic directions in the south of the country, striking the positions of the occupiers with fire from the air. In particular, during the day, bombers and attack aircraft destroyed 2 warehouses, 2 platoon strongholds, up to 20 pieces of equipment and Russian manpower. Even under occupation, Ukrainians do not agree to cooperate with Russians, although their living conditions are terrible and personal risks today are simply off the charts. In response to resistance, the invaders increase isolation and invent ways to force local residents to obtain Russian passports. Yuri Sobolevsky, the first deputy chairman of the Kherson Regional Council, said that cases of abduction of people have been recorded in the occupied Kherson region, and in exchange for their freedom, relatives are required to obtain Russian passports. According to him, the pressure on teachers has increased, as the invaders demand the children to be transferred to study according to the Russian curriculum, but the educators refuse. The teachers oppose. Most residents of the region refuse any form of communication with the occupiers. It has come to the point that school principals are detained and thrown into cells for refusing to form labor unions and work for AUKUS. The occupiers are preparing for the school year according to the Russian curriculum, but it is still necessary to implement this process, to recruit school heads, heads of education departments and communities, teachers who are ready to do this. Currently, there are no people who want to do that, said Yuri Sobolevsky. Meanwhile, the number of children killed by Russian aggression increases almost every day. Since the beginning of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, more than 991 children have been affected. 346 children died, another 645 were injured, according to the updated data of the General Prosecutor's Office. The figures on the dead and wounded children are not final, as work to establish them in places of active hostilities in temporarily occupied and liberated territories continues.